Today's Shir is Masech to Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Amalehu Mina, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi. Siv, the Pasuk says, by Stoim, Vashem Himter al Stoim v'Amara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reigned on Stoim v'Amara, Gophers v'Eish, Sulfur and Fire, Meis Hashem min Hashemayim. Ask the Gemara, mi'itoi mi'bayalei. The word me'es Hashem is not the way to express yourself. It should have said mi'itoi. Amalei hu koivis. There was somebody who did laundry. Said to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef Shafkei, don't bother answering him. You don't have to bother answering him. Anom adrenalei. I will be the one to answer him. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, in Parashas Bereishis, v'yem lemach l'noshav, and again, it was Lamech speaking to his wife. Wives. If Lamech was speaking to the wife, it should say, the Pasuk should have expressed himself that Lamech was speaking to Noshai. Why does the Pasuk say the word Noshav? To tell us, says the word, that's the way the Pasuk expresses itself. Hachanami, when the Pasuk says Vashem Himter, that's the way the Pasuk expresses itself. Amalei, Sir of Shmuel said to Rabbi Yosi, Menolacha, where do you know this from? So the Kaivis told him, I heard this at a shir that Rameya taught us. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Kavadarish Rab Meiva Pirkei, when Ramei would give a shir, Havadarish Tulash Shmatza, he would say a third would be Halacha, the Tilsa Agarata, and a third of the shir would be Agarata, the Tilsa Masli, and a third of the shir would be Mishalim. Vamar Rabbi Yochanan, Shloish Meis Mishals to Shulum Hayulel Ramea. Ramea had 300 parables that just speak about faxes. We only have left over three. One is Avas Yoich Lebasar, Vishinu Rishayim Tekena, Maznei Tzadik Avnei Tzadik, and Tzadik Mitzar Nechlatz V'yavar Rosh Tachtaya. The first mashal is where the wolf fools the fox and tells him the fox fools the wolf. And tells him to go into the place where Klai Yisrael is on Friday afternoon, and the goal is for him to help them prepare for the Suda Shabbos, in order that they should invite them. He should be invited to join them for the Suda Shabbos. The Zev comes in, and they start hitting him, and the wolf is angry at the fox. Why did you put me into this predicament? He says, they didn't hit you because the only reason they hit you is because your father once came as they were preparing a meal and ate up the good food. So he asked them, because my father did something like that, why will I be punished? To that he said, the father ate the grapes before they were ripened, and therefore the children will also suffer. So now he said, let's go to the well. That's where you'll have something to eat. On the side, on the bank of the well, there was a piece of wood and a rope attached to it, as many times you have in a well, two pails attached. And the shul went into the well, and because he went into the well, that pail went down, and the other pail went up. When he wanted to come up, so he wanted the Zev to cause him to be able to get up. He says, so the Zev asks him, why are you entering there? He says, because there's meat and cheese to eat him, and he showed him the reflection of the moon in the water, which looks like a piece of cheese. And the Zev said to him, how will I go down? So he says, you jump into the other pail. So he jumped into the pail and went down, and he went up. So he said to him, how will I be able to get out? So he said, Tzadik Mitzara Nechlatz, Yav Rosh HaTachtav. I got saved, and now you're stuck. The next one was that he told him, Maznei Tzadik, Avnei Tzadik, that we have to live our lives in a proper fashion. Amalei Kaifa L'Rabbi Gamliel. So the Kaifa said to Gamliel, El Kechem Ganefu, your God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Chas V'Sholem, is a Ganef. The Pasuk says, regarding Adam HaRishon, V'Yipel Hashem Elokim Tadema L'Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the person fall asleep, V'Yishon, and he was sleeping, and as Adam HaRishon was sleeping, the Pasuk says, V'Yikach Achas Mitzalaysov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took, as we know, one of Adam HaRishon's bone, and like that, he was able to create Chava. Amalei Barthei, the daughter of this Kaifer, said, Shafgei, you don't have to answer him, and no Madranalei, I will answer him. Amalei, so the daughter said to the Kaifer, Tenuli Duchas Achad, bring me one judge. Amalei Lamalach, so the Kaifer asked her why. Says, Demar, listen, Baaleinu Halayla, we need a policeman here, because there was a geneva. There was a fee. Somebody broke into our house last night. V'naflam menu, and they took from us kitna shel kesef, a silver pitcher. V'nichalana kitna shel zav, and gave us a gold pitcher instead. Amalai, to which the kaifer said to her, "V'alvay shiv he'alein b'kol yoyim." What a wonderful situation that they come and they take from us a silver vessel and they give us a gold vessel instead. So the daughter said to him, wasn't it better for the Marishan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took from him one bone, and what did he give the human being instead? He gave the human being instead, we have a wife who has the ability to help us. So the Taras Chaim explains that the reason the Gemara is bringing this down is because we had these conversations in our Gemara between the Minim, etc. So that's why the Gemara felt that we should have, the Gemara brings down some more of those types of stories. The reason the Ben Yoyada explains, it was the daughter of this Kaifer who was so anxious to be the one to answer, he explains, is because she felt that this Kaifer was disparaging women. Because the Kaifer said that taking a bone from a human person is terrible. And here she answered, no, women are so wonderful and we should be thankful to Hashem that He gave us the woman. So the Sefer Divrei Shaul asks a question. Yes, there is a concept. Yes, we got a wonderful exchange that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from Adam HaRishon just one bone, and instead He gave us wives. But the question that Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, the Sefer Divrei Shaul, asks, that we learned the Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia, says the one may not steal, even if his goal in stealing is to give to do something good. So if this is called stealing, how was this done? He says that when is that usur? He said it's also only in a situation where the person who's suffering realizes that he lost something, that something was stolen. So yes, afterwards it's given back to him. And because afterwards it's given back to him, he feels better, but we're not allowed to cause him that pain, although it's just a temporary pain. But when we speak about the case of Adam HaRishon, he explains, Adam HaRishon was sleeping. He never was aware what happened. He never was aware that he lost anything, even for the minimal amount of time. Since Adam HaRishon never knew that he lost anything, it's an entirely different situation than somebody who recognizes that he lost something and now is upset and then he gets it back. So that's what the daughter says to her father. Wasn't a wonderful father, Marishan. Shenama, not Mamenetzel Achas. They took from him one bone. Venosanai Shukla Shamshan, they gave him this wife. Amahacha Kamina. Lishkle Behedja. The question he said, I asked is, I understand what that other Marishan was taken care of wonderfully. But my question is that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it surreptitiously? He should have just taken the bone and other Marishan should see it. Amalei. Isley emsa the Besra. So his daughter said, I will answer this question as well. She says, bring me a piece of meat. Isley, and he brought it to her. Isley tisa bachsha, and she put it on top of the coals to roast. Afkate, and then she took it out. Farmale, and the coals are all dirty. And she tells him, Achoma hai, eat from this piece of meat. Amrale, meisali. He said, I just saw this meat in the dirt. I don't want to eat this. I'm like Adam Rishon Nami. The same would be with Adam Rishon. If I have a shkila behedja, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have directly taken the bone from Adam Rishon as he was up and seeing what was taking place, have a misala, he would not have the proper respect to his wife. I'm like Kaifler Gamliel. Yodana Elakaicha Maika Ovid. I know exactly, he says, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Isknach ve'isknach. So Gamliel pretended as if he was going to die. Amalei, my hai. He said, why are you upset? Amalei, ben echad yeshlu b'kar chayyam. I have a son on the other side of the world. V'yeshlu gaguim olav. And I miss him terribly. Be'ina demachs le'le'le. Could you please show me where he is? Amalei, so the Kaifa says to Gamliel, do I have any idea where your son is? Amalei. So Gamliel said to the Kaifer, think about Ara lo yadat. You don't know what is going on in this world. You want to know what's going to the next world? And the way the Mashah explains the Gemara, the Mashah says that the Akum say that from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forsaken Klal Yisrael, and he has taken the of the Kechavim instead of Klal Yisrael. So, to which the answer is that Nevuah, which Klal Yisrael lost, why wasn't it given to the Akum? And that was what the message was. You don't know what's going on in this world. You certainly don't have Nevuah. You can't be the replacement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maral explains that this Kaifer tried to show that he knows and understands what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. He says, and to which Rav Gamliel says, you can't even figure out what's going on in this world. How are you trying to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? I'm like Kaifer Rav Gamliel Ksiv, Mayna Misbuk Kechavim. What is the greatness that he knows how to count the stars? That's what the Kaifa said to Gamaliel. I have the ability to do so as well. Gamaliel brought a fruit, a number of fruits, and put them into a basket, and he was turning the basket quickly. Count them. So the Kaifa says to Gamaliel, Akimna, put them down in one spot, and I'll be able to count. Amalei, Rikia Nami Hacha Hadvira. The sky is also constantly in motion. So if it's constantly in motion, you have no way to be able to count them. Ikadamri, what happened was, Hacha Amalei, Menali Kechavi, count for me, the Kaifa said to Gamaliel, count the stars. I know the number of stars. How many teeth do you have in your mouth? So the Kaifa put his finger, his hand into his mouth, and he started counting. At that point, so Gamaliel said to him, at that point, you don't know how many teeth you have in your mouth until you actually sit and count them. And now you believe that Dikah Brikia, that you could count what's in the sky. That, so the Maral explains the Gemara, is what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to look at the entire sky and see the entire world and what was and what is and what will be at one time. And this Kaifer could count, but he only could see one thing at the time. So he says, if you could only count one thing at a time, then how are you considered to be able to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amar Kaifer Gamliel, Misha Bara Harim, the God that created the mountains, Lebar Ruch, that was not the God that built, that created the wind. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Kine Yotza Harim, Uvare Ruach. So it seems that they are two separate creators. Elameata, so Gamliel says, if your explanation of the Pasuk is correct, so now help me understand the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, by Adam Rishon, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yivra Elokim es Adam, the one Pasuk says, V'yivra, and another Pasuk says, V'yitza Hashem Elokim es Adam. Are you going to suggest, Hachnami Misha Barzeh Le Barzeh, that the one that created this person, the person wasn't created by one God, and if you'll say that is indeed the case, so then, Tefach al Tefach Yeshbe be Adam, V'shnein Nekavim Yeshbe. A person has eyes and ears in the same body, and they're right next to it. Are we going to say, Mi Bar Zeh Le Bar Zeh? Nemar, because let's look at the wording of the Pasuk. The basis of your question is based on the wording of the Pasuk. And by the ear, the Pasuk says, Hanoita Oizen Halo Yishma, Em Yoitza Ayin Halo Yabit. So the Pasuk doesn't use the same word by ears and by eyes. Yoitzer and Oiteya. Amalei In. Yes, he says that indeed, I believe that the different parts of the human being were created by two different gods. Amalei, so the Rabbi Gamliel said to him, so if everything was created according to you by two different gods, v'shas misa, when a person passes away, kulan nespaisu, what the Kaifer was trying to say, explains the Marsha, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given over the world, which is often the claim that they make, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given over the world to subordinates to run the world. And they are the ones that create the person. To which Gamliel said, if it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then we can understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes decisions about the life of a human being. But if it's different forces that make those decisions, how is it possible that they all agree that it should all be at the exact same moment? The upper part of your body belongs to Hermes, and the bottom part of your body belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to your understanding, that the upper half of the body is where we eat, and the bottom half of the body is where we expel the waste. How does the bottom half say to the upper half, I'm going to let the waste go through my shear? So obviously, there's only one creator. There's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that one HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that runs everything. The Oitzer HaGaonim explains the Gemara, which is a common explanation that we find, that the Akum believe that a person is created with a neshama, which is with the creative power, which is represented by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person is created by the bottom part, which is the other way, which is the Gashmius. And they believe that there are two different rulers who rule those two different parts of our body, to which we say it doesn't work. There has to be a consistency and there has to be a combination. We believe that the Gashmius and the Ruchnius work together. Amalei Kesler of Tamchum, Ta Lechave Kulam Chad, let us all be one nation. Amalei Chai, he said, so Tamchum said, I agree. Ananda Melinan, but he said, we, Klai Yisrael, have a bris milah. Lemetzinim have a kvasaychu. We can't be like you. We don't have an arla, you have an arla. Atamitu, so he told him, let your people have a bris mila, v'avakavason, and then you'll be like us. Amle mei meshap kamrit. So he said, you said very good explanation. However, there is a rule. Miu called the zaka lamalka, whoever could prevail over the king in an argument, l'shtui labiber, is thrown into a place of dangerous animals. Shajui labiber, and he was sent to, he threw him into that place, v'loyachlua, and they weren't able to do anything to harm him. Amalehu mina, so there was a min that was talking to the king, and he saw this incredible nace, and he said, Haida lechlua, the reason this person wasn't devoured was because Mishum delay kafenhu, the animals aren't hungry. So what they did was they threw this min into the place of the animals, Shajula the day, Fachlua, and he was devoured. So says the Gemara, Amle Kefler Gamliel, Amrita, we say, Kobeas Sarish Khintasharya. Wherever we have 10 Jews, that's where we have the Shechina. Says the Gemara, Kam Shechinta Ikka. So we have, Baruch Hashem, many shuls. So if every shul has the Shechina, how many Shechinas are there? So he said, Karla Shami, Rabbi Gamliel called the assistant of the Kaifer, and he says the Gemara, Ma Ba'afaska, and he hit him on his neck. Amalei, so Gamliel said to him, Amai Al Shimshi Rebased the Kaifer, why does the son come on him? Amalei, Shimsha Kula Almanachis. He says the son is over the entire world. So he said, Amalei, so Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Umash Shimsha, the Chadman Elif Alfer Bu Shimsha the Kai Kacha Baruchu. The son that we see in this world is just one of the hundreds of thousands of assistants that Kadosh Baruch Hu has. But when the sun shines, nachas l'kula alma, it shines on the entire world. Shchinta the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when we speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvoidei v'atzmai, alachas kam v'kama, the Shechina is not limited. The Shechina is not limited to one space. It's all over the entire world. The Bala Tanya says, wherever we have 10 Jews, if they saw that the Malach, we saw that the Shechina that is there, whenever we have 10 Jews together, if we would recognize what is there, we would be in awe. And therefore, he says, I'm most concerned when I see Jews gathered together and they don't act with the proper respect. They're not concerned that who is there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing there and watching us. That is something that is most bothering to me. And Lubavitch Rebbe says that even though it says in the Zohar, Les Asar Panimene, wherever we are, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. But our Gemara just said that wherever the Shechina is, wherever we have 10 people, we have the Shechina. So what we learn from this is that the more we do to bring the Shechina to this world, that accomplishes that there is more Shechina in the world. Every person can bring more Shechina to the world. The Chida says, the Pasuk says in Parshas V'Eschanan, V'yadata hayoyim, V'shivoyis alavecha k'shem alakim, V'shamayim m'mal v'aretz m'tochas ein oid. So the question is, what does the Pasuk say, V'yadata hayoyim? What does today have to do with what we just discussed? We should say, V'yadata, V'shivoyis alavecha. Every Jew should realize and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over. What does it say, V'yadata hayoyim? So he explains that it's based on what our Gemara just taught us. Our Gemara just says that from the sun, that we see the sun is able to shine on the entire world. So do we learn what HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is an entire world. And V'yadata, V'ashivayis al-Avecha K'shem al-Akim, if we want to recognize that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the world, what is one of the ways that we could recognize that is v'hayoyim. If we look at the sun, that is how we will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the entire world. Amalai humina l'rabavua. Elokechem gachem hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is playing around with his Nevi'im. Damalai l'cheskel. He says to Cheskel, Vata shchav atzitcha smiley. First he says, lay down on your left side. And after that, the pasuk says, v'shchavta atzitcha yamini, lay down on your right side. Asal tumida. So says the Gemara, there was a Talmud that came. Amalai, my Talmud is for you, say. He said, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us that we have to keep the Shemitah year? Amalai, hashtach aminach milsa, the shavila tavaychu. So he says, I'm going to give you an answer which answers both questions. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Zru Sheish, plant for 6 years, Veshmitu Sheva. In the seventh year, leave the field fallow. Kadesh Shetedu Sha'ar Shalihi. Like that, you'll recognize that really everything belongs to me. Vehein, Le'asu Kein. Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, did not follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's directive. El Chatu, they sinned. They didn't do as they were told. For Golu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them into Golus. Menagei Shalaylam, normally, Mel Basodam, Shesarchal Medina, if we have a king that one of the cities in his state rebel against him, Im Achsruhu, if he's cruel, Hayrug is cruel and he kills out the entire city. Im Rachmanhu, he's a person with Rachmanus, Hayrug is Chetziam, he kills half of the city. Vim Rachman Mali Rachmanhu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the great, and with that he's with the leaders, and with that he's satisfied. Af kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, miyasi Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yisrael, Yecheskel, that he should go on the right and go on the left and suffer, and his suffering is kedei lemarik of an Hashem Yisrael, that will bring a kapara to Klal Yisrael. Amalei humina l'rabavua, elkechem koinhu, our God is a koin. How do we know that our God is a kohen? The ksiv, the pasuk says, "V'yichuli truma." The pasuk says that "V'yichuli truma," and give me truma. Who gets a truma? That the kohen. So the question is, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu was the one that buried Moshe Rabbeinu, so he became kaviyachol tamei. So the question was, Kikavri LaMoshe, when Kadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu, B'mai Tovel, how did he go to the mikveh? V'chitem v'b'maya, if you'll say that he went to a mikveh of water, V'ksiv, the pasuk says, Mimoda b'shalat mayim, who could measure the water that holds our Kadosh Baruch Hu? Amalei, to which he responded, B'nur Tovel. He titled himself the Ksiv Kina Be'esh Bravoi. The pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu jumped into the fire. The some cipher says that what the pshat in the Gemara is that, which opens up a very important discussion. He says that the way to understand this Gemara is that the Gemara is saying that tzaddikim are considered to fire. So yes. When a normal person passes away, we know that there's a tumah that comes to the world when the person passes away. But what happened over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was metam himself kaviyachol to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't give off tumah, which is an interesting discussion that the Paiskim have about Kivrei Tzadikim. A Kivrei Tzadikim metame. There's a very famous Tosfos in Masechet Ksubos, Daf Kuf Aleph Omer Aleph, Divrei Maskel Oisoi, where Kaisus quotes Rav Chaim HaKoyen. They said that if had he been alive when Rabbeinu Tam passed away, when Rabbeinu Tam was Nifter, I would have exposed myself to Tumah. And the Taisus disagrees with him. So it seems that our Gemara is a proof against Rav Chaim Koyen. Because our Gemara is busy discussing, of course, Alpi Moshel, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu became Tamei. But if Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, wasn't a tzaddik. But the Sefer Bati Kuhuna says that our Gemara is not Dafka Raya. Because when Rav Chaim HaKoyen said that he would have become Tamei to Rabbeinu Tam, doesn't mean that he wouldn't have to be matar himself. it means that normally Kohanim Alad may not be metame themselves. He says here, because it's a great tzaddik, the halacha is that he's allowed to be metame themselves. He's a great tzaddik. He's allowed to be metame himself to him, but that doesn't mean that he's allowed to remain tamei. He has to be metar himself. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says yesh kohanim ejoitim nohagim leleches al kivrei tzaddikim. There are kohanim that have the custom to visit kivrei tzaddikim. But amram shekivrei tzaddikim ainim metamim, when they suggest that the kivrei tzaddikim are not metama, but tos hu bideim. He says it's a mistake. V'tzrichem limchus lahem. One has to protest and tell them that's wrong. And again, the raya that's brought is our Gemara. Moreover, the Shas Tshuvas Beis Sharm says, it's not by Moshe Rabbeinu, but we don't know how to judge who is a tzaddik. And because we don't know who is a tzaddik, the halacha is that even if there were a concept that kivrei tzaddikim anam etama, who are we to judge who's really the tzaddik and who's really the tzaddik and who's not? And therefore, it's inappropriate for a kohen to ever be metam himself, as is very much seen from our Gemara. Umisalka tefilosu b'menura, but he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amalei b'menura tavol d'ksiv, kinei Hashem b'eish shavai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went into the fire. Asked the Gemara, Misalka tefilosu b'menura, is that the way the one is metar himself? Amalei, so to which Rav Avuhu said, Adrabba, ikat tefilosu b'menura hu, the real way of one being metar himself is by going into the fire. The ksiv, the pasuk says, "V'kol asher lo yava be'esh tavir b'mayim." It's a pasuk that speaks about kashering, and the proper way that's kashering is by putting something into fire, and then the pasuk says, "Whatever is not afterwards, then you put it into water." So the way I saw that the Pnei Menachem explains there are two ways how a person could become tohor, how a person could become a tzaddik. One is by connecting himself to Talmid Chachamim, or by connecting himself to the Torah. And both of them are compared to fire. Haloi dvorai ke'eshnu Hashem. If a person, chas v'sholem, is becoming tamei, the Torah, the pasuk tells us, the best way of becoming tohor is by connecting to the Eish HaTorah, and that's how you become tohor. Amai u'mayinah l'Rav Avina. Ksiv, mi ka'amch Yisrael, goyechet ba'aretz. We are the most special nation. So the question is, my Ravusayu, what makes us so special? Ata narve avisa behem. Aren't you assimilated with us? The ksiv, kogayim ka'ayin negdoi. So, Klal Yisrael is part of the world. Amlei, b'ditchu asidim lehun. From what your Nevi'im said, we have a proof that they recognize the superiority of Klal Yisrael. The ksiv, it says by Bilam, u'bagoyim lo yischasev, that we're not considered part of the nations of the world. Rav Elazar Rami, Rav Elazar asked the following question, ksiv, toiv Hashem lakoil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to everyone. But then there's another pasuk that says, toiv Hashem lakoivav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only good to those that reach out to him. So he answered, Moshe Adam Sheish Lepadis, somebody has a garden. Kshemashka, when he waters the garden, Mashka's cool, he waters the entire field. However, when he starts working on particular trees, Kshu'oider, Eina Oider El Tam Shabhem, he spends the time on the best trees because that's where he'll have the most profit from. And Klal Yisrael are the best trees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left in this world. We learned in the Mishnah, and daf lamed zayin omen aleph, lefika kol echad v'echad chayiv loyma b'shvili nivra ha'olam. The pasuk describes the pasukim of Achav when Achav went to Melchama with Aram, and the pasuk over there, and the pasuk says b'avoid rishayim rina. The pasuk says that when tzaddikim, when rishayim are eliminated, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most happy. The pasuk says v'yava harana b'machna. There was a announcement that came out. Amar what was the announcement? Bavoid Rishayim Rina, the Pasuk in Mishlei. Bavoid Achav ben Imri, when Achav ben Omri, the terrible Russia, was eliminated, Rina, the world became a better place, a happier place. Ask the Gemara, is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices, when Rishoyim have a downfall? When we look at this pasuk, the pasuk doesn't say the word kitoiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy when Rishoyim have a downfall. And as the Aruch Lener explains the Gemara, he says what the Gemara means to teach us is that aren't we supposed to emulate the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy, then we shouldn't be happy. And moreover, I saw the Mashal explains why indeed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not happy when the Rishoyim are eliminated. So he explains, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought everybody in the world to do for constructive purposes. And when there are Rishayim in the world who destroy the world, that isn't what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy about, because that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for. The pasuk, when it speaks about Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim by Kriyas Yamsuf, the pasuk says, "V'lo karav ze'alzeh kol ha'layla." The Malachim wanted to say Shir by Kriyas Yamsuf, b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Ma'aseh Yodai Tavim B'yam, my creation that I created, the Mitzrayim, drowning, V'atam Omrim Shira L'fonai, and you want to say Shira. So most Mefarshim explained the Gemara is simple, that we learn from this Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not satisfied at the downfall of the when Rishayim are eliminated. But I saw another pshat, that the reason the Sefer Chanukah Satira says that why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to say us, the Malachim, to say Shir at that point? He didn't want them to say Shir because Klal Yisrael, we know at that point, we're not recognizing yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened was Klal Yisrael thought that just like they were coming out from one side of the Yam, the Mitzrim were coming out from the other side of the Yam. And therefore, at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want them to say Shira until they saw that the Yeshua, that they were completely saved. Another pshat that I saw, similar pshat, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want the Malachim at that point to say Shira, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered that Klal Yisrael, when they see water, it has a terrible remember. It reminds them of what happened when the Jewish children were thrown in the river in Mitzrayim. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we won't say, it's not appropriate at that time to say Shira. This Gemara is the basis for a very important discussion. And that is, here we're seeing that something which represents destruction, we don't say Shira on it. That's one of the reasons that even though we know every year we lay Parsha Zachar, we don't make a special bracha on Parsha Zachar, because Parsha Zachar represents even the destruction of our arch enemy Amalek, but it's not something that we make a bracha on. The same I saw, there's those that don't make a Shechiyonu on a fruit that is made by combining two different fruits. Because again, it's something that represents the wrong thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want us to make klayim, and we don't make a bracha. Similarly, there's a question every year when we do beer chametz, when we burn the chametz. The question is, why don't we make a shechiyanu? It comes once a year. So some suggest that the bracha that we make, Pesach, shechiyanu that we make by the Seder, goes on that as well. Of course, it's a difficult teretz, because the Bir Chametz took place many hours prior to the Seder. But there are those that suggest that because it's a Shechiyanu that represents beer, burning something, we don't make a Shechiyanu on something which is burning. The same reason I saw that there's a question, why when a boy, Baruch Hashem, becomes Bar Mitzvah, do we not make a Shechiyanu? It's a wonderful occasion that this boy became a mitzvah, why should we not make a Shechiyanu? And the answer is, because when a boy becomes a mitzvah, at that stage of his life, if he's going to Chas V'Shalom do an Aveira, he will be punished for any Aveira that he does. And because that, so it turns out that the bar mitzvah actually represents something which is a negative. Now he could get punished. So even though it's a wonderful simcha that a boy becomes bar mitzvah, but because it has that element in it, the halach is we don't say shir for it. But there are those that suggest because of this question, the halach is that we don't say shira, we don't say shechiyanu, but the bar mitzvah boy should get a new suit or something new, for which he'll say shechiyanu, and therefore, and by saying shechiyanu, and he'll say shechiyanu, indeed, to commemorate the wonderful occasion that he's becoming a bar mitzvah. This is also the reason why we don't say the whole halal on Shvi Shel Pesach. We know on the first day of Pesach, we say the entire halal. Why don't we say halal for the rest of the yontif? The reason is because on Shvi Shel Pesach, we aren't, as we're learning now, it's not the time to say Shira, or at least to say the complete Shira, because what we're learning now, Masi Yodei Tavim B'yom, V'atam Amrim Shira. And since the seventh day of Pesach, Shvi Shel Pesach, the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, based on this Gemara, we don't say the whole halal. It doesn't make sense that we should say halal on the other days of Yontif besides the first day of Yontif because it is of this concern that Masi Yodei Tovim B'yam. Amar, so now the question is, how did they say Shira when Achu was eliminated? Answers, the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Chanina, who ain't Nisos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is not satisfied, as we said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to feel that I created the person and he didn't reach his potential. Aval Acherim Mesis. Other people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, should be happy. They can name the Ksiv. Ken Yosus Hashem Aleichem Lahaviv. Like Ksiv Yosus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is not happy, Kavi Yochol, but he makes others happy. Shmamina. Says the Gemara, after Achav passed away, the Pasuk says that the blood of Achav was eaten by the dogs, and the Zionists used it to wash themselves. Amar Rebbe, Lamaruk Shtei Chazionis, there were two nevuas that were said about Achav, Achav Shemichio, and one Shalalio. They both said nevuah regarding Achav. By Michio it says, the Michio said regarding Achav, Yama Michio, Im Shoiv Tosha B'Sholom, Le Dibra Hashem, Elio Ksiv, B'Mokim Shalaku HaKlovim, Estam Nevois. Rav Amar, Zoinus Mamish, it means Zoinus, because says the Gemara, Achav Ish Metzunin Haya. Achav was naturally cold. Vosle is Bevel Shtei Tzurei Zoinus B'Makavtei, and Ezevel, his wicked wife, made the image of two Zoinus in his wagon, and when he would look at them, Kedei Shiyirai Sam V'Yischamim, that would cause him to come warm. The Pasuk says, V'ish Moshech B'Keshes L'Tumai, V'Yakalim as Malach Yisrael. Again, it's speaking about the death of Achav. Rabbi Elazar Omer Lefi Tumai, that the person who killed him was not aware whom he was killing. Rav Amar L'Tamim Steichas Yonis. What this person was doing was he was fulfilling these two nevuos, the two nevuos that we said, Achash Shemachio v'Achash Elio. Kra Simon Kra V'Zaka Be'Edon. Ksiv V'Yikrav Achav El V'Adyo Ashal Abayis. Achav calls Avadyo, who was the person who was in charge of his home. And the Pasuk says, Vavadyo Yore Hashem Ma'oid. Ask the Gemara, my come a craw. What's the Pasuk? What does it have to do by saying that Avadyo Yore Hashem at the end of the Pasuk that speaks about Achav calling him? Amar Yitzchak, says the Gemara, the way to understand the Pasuk is, Amali, the Achav said to Avadyo, B'Yakov Siv, Nechashti Vivarach Hashem B'Galolcha. The Lovin says to Achav, to Yaakov, because of you, my home was blessed. B'Yosef Ksiv, Vivarach Hashem Esbeis HaMitzri B'Galol Yosef. Yosef brought Broch into the home. B'Yisadu Gavra, Achav, when he was referring to himself, says, Lo Yaham Vivarach, didn't get blessed. If you're a tzaddik, why don't you bring blessing into my home? Shema, what he was trying to say, maybe lo yirele kemato. You're not really a Yerushimayim, and because you're not a Yerushimayim, that's why you didn't bring bracha into my home. At that point, Jotza Baskel v'Amra, there's a Baskel that emanated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and said, V'Aviyadu HaYoras HaShem HaOid, Avo Beis HaShalachav Einam HaZumin LeBruch. And the Ben Yoyada says, wasn't Achav very wealthy? He was indeed very wealthy, but the Pasuk says that he had 70 sons, and they all died in one day. And he said, that's why. Beis HaShalachav Einam HaZumin LeBruch. You're not a home where bracha could be. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba Godel, Shenem Avajah, Yosef Mem, Shenem Avram. It's greater what the Pasuk says regarding Avajah than what it says about Avram Avinu. Deal Bavram says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Kirel Akim Ata, for like Ksiv Ma'id. It doesn't say Ma'id. Bavajah, Ksiv, Bavajah HaYoras Hashem Ma'id. So the Maral asks the obvious question. How could one possibly suggest that Avajah was greater than Avram Avinu? So the Maral explains that we know when we speak about Avodas Hashem, there are two levels. There's Yiras Hashem and there's Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem is greater than Yiras Hashem. Avram Avinu, of course, reached the level of Ahavas Hashem. And therefore, the Ahavas Hashem of Avram Avinu covered the Yiras Hashem of Avram Avinu. Avadiah, of course, being a great tzaddik, did not reach that level of Ahavas Hashem. And because he didn't reach that level of Ahavas Hashem, what was much clearer by him was his Yiras Hashem. And that's what the Pasuk says. By Avadiah, we saw the Yiras Hashem. By Avram, his Yiras Hashem was masked by his Ahavas Hashem. Amar Yitzchak ben Neima Zoch Avadiah l'Navius. How did Avadiah get the bracha of being a Navi? And as the Mefarshim explained, Avadiah was a ger, and we've learned that the Shechina is only rests on Mishpachos Miuchasos. B'nei Shechbiyim Mei Neviim B'mara. He hid 100 Neviim in a cave. Shenemba V'hi B'achos Zevel as Nevi Hashem. When Zevel wanted to kill all the Nevi Hashem, V'yikach Avadiah Mei Neviim, V'yachbiyim Chamishim Ish B'mara, he hid them in two. Says Gemara, here says there was 100, and now it says 50. Mashna chamishimish. Amar b'lazim Yaakov lamed. He learned from Yaakov Inush Nemar v'hoya macha nishna lefleita. So the Mashah asks that to divide the people you save is obvious the smart thing to do. Why is Avadiah so praised for it, and why did he need to learn from Yaakov Avinu? So the Mashah explains that for Achav to divide the group in two was much more dangerous. Every group that he divided, he had to hide. And still, he wanted a spear as much as he can, and he took the risk. He had to divide them into two groups because there was no cave large enough to hold more. Why was Avadiah chosen to be the one to say Nevuah about Edom? Avadiah who lived between two Rishoyim, Achav and Izevel. He didn't learn from them. He should be the one to say about Esav Rosha, who he lived between two Tzadikim, Yitzchak and Rivka. The Ben Yoyada asks, actually, he lived with three Tzadikim. He lived with Yaakov Avinu as well. But Yaakov Avinu was younger than him, and therefore he didn't feel the need to learn from Yaakov Avinu, so it's only two Tzadikim. As we said, Avadiah was a ger from Edom. The tree that comes from the forest, Nezel Barnarga, the wood of the tree is what is used to make the handle of the axe that cuts down the tree. The Achav, Avadiah that came from Edom, was the one that helped destroy Edom. V'yachav Esmoyev, the Pasuk says by David, V'yachav Esmoyev, V'yamdadem Hevel Hashkev Oysim Arza. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Haini Damar Shimonei Umbei Azir Narga. Again, David, who came from Moav, was the one that destroyed moyav. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Oma Yarech Metoich Masareches. The meat begins to spoil from the thigh, from where it's created. The Yikach is Benoy Bechar, Ashim Lech Tachtov, V'yaleh Oila Alachoyma. The Pasuk says, by Meshe Melch Moyav, they took his son, Rav Shmuel Chad Omer, L'Shem Shemayim, that he brought him as a carbon L'Shem Shemayim, V'Chad Omer, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Amand Omer, that he brought him as a carbon L'Shem Shemayim, Hadik Sivi Yiketz V'Godl Yisrael. This Akum brought his son for a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we aren't ready to sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ella, Laman Domel, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, why did that act bring Ketzav Gadol Yisrael? Because Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Rabbi Shu ben Levi Rami, Ksiv Mishpatei HaGoyim Meshus V'Seichem Lo Sisem, you didn't do as the Goyim who live around you do, Ksiv U'Kumishpatei HaGoyim Meshus V'Seichem Asisem. What does that mean? K'mesukonu Shebehem, like the good Akum that you could learn from Lo Yisisem, you didn't learn from them. K'noshim Shebekukolim Asisem, you learn from the Rishoyim. The pasuk says, "Vayihi ketzav gadol Yisrael, v'yisum alav yishuv al aretz." Amar avchnina ba papa doesn't say yishuv al aretz, says yishuv al aretz. V'ayse shar yad Rishoyim she Yisrael l'madrega tachtayna. At that time, Klal Yisrael was very punished. The pasuk says, we discussed Avishak Hashinamis, the person that served as a companion to David HaMelech. The pasuk says, and we're learning this because the Gemara just taught us how Avishai warmed up David and how Ezevel brought things to warm up Achav. The pasuk says about Avinar Yofa Admaid, Amar Chanina Papa, even though she was most beautiful, Adayin Lagi L'Chatzi Yofi Shel Sara, she didn't come to half of the beauty of Sara. The Ksiv, it says, Venari Yofa Admaid, V'loi Maid B'Klal, she did not reach the level of Maid. But by Sari Menu, it says, she reached a higher level of Ma'id. Hanulach Echadina Mamanus, Hanulach Echadina Mamanus, Hanulach Echadina Mamanus.